Hi, I'm Greg Barr, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. For nearly 7 years, I've looked forward to connecting with you by radio each Sunday morning. But I'm excited to tell you that there are even easier ways to worship with us. For example, you can join us on Facebook Live at 10:30 Sunday mornings and worship with us as we live stream the service. Or through Facebook, you can watch the service during the week whenever it's convenient for you. You'll find information on our website, www.smbclouisville.org. At the bottom of the page, you'll see an icon which links to Facebook. And we're working on some even easier ways to help you connect more in the weeks ahead. We'll be announcing these on Facebook and on Twitter, where I'm at SMBCGreg. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being back with you soon.
Good morning, and welcome to Experiencing God's Love, a ministry of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. This morning is Youth Sunday. Our message is from Quentin Bynum and Callie Wright. It's entitled, Be Still. Now from St. Matthew's Baptist Church, here's Reed Kirkland and Grace Tatro.
Good morning, and welcome to Youth Sunday here at St. Matthew's Baptist Church. We are grateful that you decided to worship with us this morning. As already mentioned, today is Youth Sunday. This is a day when the youth of our church lead in all aspects of worship. Our desire is that we worship together today, that this service speaks to all ages and not simply the youth. As we worship together, we invite you to let the presence of Christ be special to you today.
Let us pray. Dear God, we live in a world that is constantly shifting and changing. Sometimes changes are simple, like graduations. Sometimes they are much larger. Today, as we worship, remind us of your presence. Even when things are different and difficult, we ask for you to speak to us during this time of worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Ooh, what a response back. Not used to that. All right. So I'll start with the first verse here. God is our refuge and strength. Now, in this day and age, kids don't necessarily go outside as much. They have all the video games, smartphones, all of that. But there used to be a game called Hide and Seek. It's one of my favorites, actually. Now, if you don't know how to play the game, if you're not the seeker looking for everybody hiding, well, you hide. So there's a story about a dad and his little kid playing hide and seek. My bad. And as the dad's counting, his son goes right to the middle of the room, puts hands over his eyes, and that's his hiding spot. The dad finishes counting, and he does the dad thing. He looks around. He's like, oh my gosh, you're so good at hiding, I can't find you. Well, after a while, the kid says, opens his hands, and he says, Dad, I'm right here. Come and find me. Well, in this world game of hide and seek, we don't need to hide. God knows where we are, and God is, in a sense, like the ultimate hide and seek master. He will keep you safe, and he will give you strength, and as the verse says, he is your refuge. In fact, God wants us to seek him. As the little kid at the end calls out to the dad, God also wants us to call to him. This comes with having a relationship with him. As our refuge and strength, God wants us and needs us to call upon him all the time and not just in time of need. There's no need to hide from God because he already knows where we are in life and spiritually. But instead, lean upon him no matter the situation. As I've learned through my college search and experience, God is there for me whether I have any clue where I want to go to school next year or whether I'm exactly sure where I need to be. And I know that he has guided me exactly where I'm supposed to be. Now for the second verse. We will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall to the sea. I mean, can you imagine that? The earth giving way and the mountains falling to the sea. Now as far as fears go, I would say most people do not fear that. To them, that is unimaginable and crazy that something that terrible would happen anytime soon. But with some research, I found that some of the top fears are public speaking, well, check, flying, and of course, heights. Now, these fears are things that some people encounter every day or don't ever want to encounter them. And now that's what makes them some of the top fears. But the Bible, though, it says that we will not fear the earth giving way or the mountains falling to the sea. It doesn't say we won't fear heights or public speaking or anything that you find it hard not to be fearful of. In fact, no, it tells us that with God, we don't need to fear the unimaginable. This verse shows that the magnitude of the refuge and strength that God provides, because in him we can conquer anything. Now, as a lot of you probably know, I'm a pretty big sports guy, and especially baseball. That's my main sport ever since I was a little seven-year-old playing all-star baseball all summer long. So I had to throw something baseball-related in here. So in baseball, when you're on offense and you're hitting, you have three bases and home plate to reach to score a run. So let's say I'm up to bat, and I get a base hit, and I'm on first, and I'm safe. Well, then I look at my coach, and he gives me a steal sign. I sometimes get that. I'm not the fastest. As I get the steal sign, I take my lead, and my adrenaline starts rushing, and I look at the pitcher, and he starts to motion home, so I take off, and I steal second base, and I'm safe. As I get there, I'm safe, and for a brief second, I can catch my breath and gather myself because I am safe. Now, as I get ready for the next pitch, my teammate swings at it, and he hits a double, and I make my way to home, and I score a run. And again, I am safe. Now, for God, he wants us to know that he is our base. He is our first, our second, our third, or our home. He wants us to know to be still and know that he is God. Know that he is our safety, our refuge, and our strength. This is what he tells us for some of the most difficult times in our life. Trust me, I know. Starting with this sermon. Takes a lot to be still and know that he is God to help me through this. But with all the changes happening in my life with graduation and in my future going off to college, I know that in the midst of some of the craziest time in my life, I need to be still and know that God is there for me. In our weakest times, we all need to just take a breather and be still to know that God is our refuge and strength through it all. So as we continue this week, I encourage you all to take time out of each day to be still and know that God is there for you. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day and each and every day you give us to live out your will here on earth. I pray for those that could not be here today for whatever reason, whether it be health or not. And I pray that those that come here today seeking answers find those answers in you. Please help everyone this week to take time to be still and feel your presence. And in your name we pray, amen.
and know that He is God. It's a great verse to remember. It's a one to make part of our lives every day. Okay, so here goes. Here's the disciples. So they're going, God, I'm going to be still today. I'm going to trust You. And we're sailing. This is nice. Well, that's a little breeze, but I can handle that. That's okay. Be still. And then there's a splash. And then, feet are wet now. Be still. Be still. I'm going to be still. God, shouldn't I do something about this? Because there's water in the boat. And I can try to fix it myself. Okay, be still. Be still. Did someone say be still? Because I'm trying really, really hard, and there's nothing happening, and there's thunder, and okay, be still, be still. Boat swaying, and be, Jesus, don't You care that we're going to die? Aren't we like that sometimes, just like the disciples were? We might get up, we read the Bible, might have a little sticker on our mirror that says, be still, Psalm 46, and we're going to actually do that today. But then there's a big meeting today, or tests are coming up, finals, college applications, and even more college debt is staring us in the face. And I'm being still. I'm trying really, really hard. And I wonder if God is even there or listening. So a few pieces of understanding I draw from this Mark 4 story. The first is what I demonstrated. Jesus' disciples were learning because storms are a way of testing our faith. The disciples had heard Him speak. They'd seen His miracles. They had an idea of who He was, but their faith wasn't as strong as it could be. Jesus criticized it in verse 40. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? He said. This literal storm in this passage revealed the disciples' still low faith. Now, the same happens with us. Maybe we don't know our limits, be it stress, physical or mental ability, or faith, until we are tested and reach that limit through a storm like this. Yet, through the storm in Mark, the disciples saw Jesus' power, and that made their faith stronger. We learn that way too, but I'll get back to that. Now, the second thing we notice in this story is that storms show us that Jesus wasn't nearly as worried about this storm here as the disciples were. Verse 38, just as the boat is literally full of water, the disciples are panicking and Jesus is sleeping. He's sleeping through the storm. Not only was Jesus not worried about the storm, it didn't seem to bother Him at all. Now, it's just a small thing, but that reassures me that maybe my own big problems aren't that big to God, and that He has His own plans. I, for one, have high levels of stress with school and deadlines, and especially college approaching. And I can't tell you how many times I've prayed, God, just help me to do well, and or at least help me to get this finished. Then it finally reaches that desperate point of, can I just have an easy week? Is that too much to ask? And then when there's no answer, it's hard. Like the disciples, I reach that point of trying to fix it and questioning my faith through this storm. But this story shows me that maybe God doesn't see my stress as a problem. It's not that He doesn't care, but maybe this storm, from my perspective, is God working in me for His greater purpose. And maybe I just can't see that yet. Maybe He's just waiting for my prayer of, Your will be done, not mine. So that leads me to the third point. Storms show us how God works. Sometimes God stills the storm itself. Sometimes God stills us instead. In Quentin's verse, we saw, be still and know that He is God as a command to us. Yet in this story in Mark, Jesus actually told the storm to be still in verse 39. What this tells me is that God has His own different ways of working that are entirely different than how I would think He would work and how I would expect Him. No, He doesn't always answer those exact prayers that we say, but at least not in the ways that we want. but because he works in his own ways. Finally, this storm shows us that all storms show us who God is. As the disciples said in verse 41, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?" We've seen that God works in ways that we don't expect, for plans so much greater than we can anticipate. So maybe he uses storms, the literal thunderstorms here, or tragedy, stress, hard times, all of the storms we face, to show us bigger things like his power. Before this storm, Jesus' disciples thought they knew that he was important. They saw his miracles, but through this storm, they saw his power and perhaps wondered if something was different about Jesus. Maybe he was something more. And later on, through the biggest storm these disciples would ever know, they discovered that Jesus was the Son of God. And through our own storms, we can see how much God can work and how much more power he has than us. And that'll lead us to trust him more. So if you're going through any storms yourself and need to talk, Tim and our ministers will be up here. They're better at that than I am, so go to them. If there's any decisions you'd like to make about our church and joining, he'll be up here for that as well. And thank you.
Let's pray. God, in the world that we live, it is so hard for us to be still. Because the waves of jobs and responsibility are always lapping at our feet, and the winds of health come blowing our way. The storms of family and relationships seem to bombard us. But God, you're very clear. Let us just be still and know that you are God. This morning, may we not just see this just as Youth Sunday, but as a time where we can enter into worship, to breathe deeply, to be still, and to know that indeed you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can hold the stars in place. You can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. The darkest nights can't separate, can keep me from your sight. I get so lost, forget my way, but still you call and you don't forget my name. If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall, whenever I start to break, so here I am, lifting up my heart. If you can calm the raging sea, you can calm the storm in me. You're never too far away, you never show up too late. So here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. here? What do I have to fear? Your love has called my name. What do I have to fear? What do I have to fear? If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break. So here I am, lifting up my heart. If you can calm the raging sea, you can calm the storm in me. You're never too far away, you never show up too late. So here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. You're the one who holds the stars.
Dunbar, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. For nearly 7 years, I've looked forward to connecting with you by radio each Sunday morning. But I'm excited to tell you that there are even easier ways to worship with us. For example, you can join us on Facebook Live at 10:30 Sunday mornings and worship with us as we live stream the service. Or through Facebook, you can watch the service during the week whenever it's convenient for you. You'll find information on our website, www.smbclouisville.org. At the bottom of the page, you'll see an icon which links to Facebook. And we're working on some even easier ways to help you connect more in the weeks ahead. We'll be announcing these on Facebook and on Twitter, where I'm at SMBCGreg. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being back with you soon.
You've been listening to Experiencing God's Love, a ministry of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. This morning, you may have reached a decision concerning your relationship with God, or you may want to find spiritual guidance for your life. Contact us this week at 502-896-8882 or online at smbclouisville.org. St. Matthew's Baptist Church is conveniently located at 3515 Grandview Avenue between Breckenridge and Cannons Lanes. Join us for worship in person this morning. Bible study for all ages at 9:15, followed by worship at 10:30. If that's not possible, then join us here next week at 7 for Experiencing God's Love. From St. Matthew's Baptist Church, where we're loving and leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus.